To our guest. Can we get that music off? Okay, that's good. That was really getting into my ear for some reason. But anyway, let's start all over again. You're listening to the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski. 2 hours. 2 hours with great interviews all the time. We get into the news behind the scenes that the mainstream media refuses to cover. What a shame. Let me just update some things before I tell you who my guest is today. I've been promoting it all week, and we're going to get deep inside the family, the order, the Illuminati, today for 2 hours. And you got to stay with us from the beginning to the end of this interview. I just wanted to mention we had Dr. Martini on earlier in the week, and a big aspartame vote to ban aspartame in New Mexico is going on today. I called her last night. They held it over till today, so we'll know later this morning whether aspartame is banned in New Mexico, and that could have a chain effect and really save a lot of lives. Also, I wanted to mention the bulldozing in New Orleans. Now, this is a story on my website. You can go to www.arcticbeacon.com, and you're going to see this story. This is an incredible story we've been following with Brandon Darby from Common Cause Relief down there. And a New Orleans federal judge, a crooked order here, folks, last Friday quashed all hopes for Ninth Ward residents to get their day in court as he indiscriminately canceled a January 17th hearing to hear evidence why the city has no right to demolish homes under eminent domain laws. Basically, what he did is there was supposed to be a hearing this week. There was a restraining order to stop the indiscriminate bulldozing of over 44,000 homes in the Ninth Ward, many of which, Brandon says, are in good shape. Needlessly, do not need to be demolished, but people are a long way away from New Orleans, kept away by these FEMA programs that we've documented. And Brandon says now what happened, the judge called the lawyers in, canceled the hearing, and said, listen, you're going to take, my orders are this, both lawyers, you're going to adhere to this, you can demolish the homes as long as you give the people notice. So it doesn't matter if they object, apparently, just as long as they know their home is going to be bulldozed down. And that's what the city is doing right now. So we'll keep track of that story as it goes on this week. Now, on my website all week, I've been running this series on the feared Illuminati. That word is used, and it started to be used back in the 18th century, I believe. And there's other words. There's other words, the family, the order for people that are inside this group. So let's not get hung up on just the words. But what this group does is amazing. And as I documented in my series, which is going on now, part three is on today. So if you want to go to Arctic Beacon, get that. And it's talking about Zvali, who was a member of the Illuminati, the family, the order. She's with us as our guest today, and after this break, we're going to find out the whole story from beginning to end about Svali's involvement, and then about how she decided to get out and what she's doing now. And I might add, it's a great thing what she's doing now, alerting people and also helping many, many people in America understand exactly what this group is all about. So anyway, we'll be back with Svali on The Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Long time, no see. Short time for you and me. So fine, so good. We're on the road like we knew we would. First night, so long. State of mind, what can go wrong? We're here, the time is right to rock and roll.
Okay, we're back. It's 8 minutes after the hour, and we're going to get deep inside the Illuminati, the family, the order. We have a guest that was involved with this group, born into it for over 30 years, and her name is Zvali. Zvali, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, it's nice to have you here, and I know you don't give radio interviews, and I really want to thank you because I think it really does help the American people understand about this secret organization that you were born into. So I guess before we, I guess we can just start from the beginning and tell us right from the beginning, you were born into this from wealthy parents, and tell us about your training in this group and when you were a young child and then up into your orientation at the Vatican. Go ahead.
That's a pretty broad area, though, Greg. I mean, that could take hours, if you know what I mean.
Could just outline it for us.
Yeah. I mean, I was born in the group. I was born in Germany, came to the U.S. very young, and basically went through all the training that the group, all members of the group do undergo training to different degrees, depending on the role. By the time I was a teenager, I was a youth leader, and by the time I was 22, I became the youngest member of Leadership Council in San Diego County. And at that time, I was a head trainer. I was the sixth trainer. I eventually moved up to the second position.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 12, I had mentioned with you the ceremony at the Vatican. That they
right.
really do make all leadership in the group undergo at some point.
Now, basically, when you were growing up, I remember you told me that you were instilled at a young age. You were born to a very wealthy, well-to-do family. You moved
yes.
back to the States. You were told at a very young age you were special. You were chosen correct?
Well, they tell everyone in the group that they're special and chosen. And, in fact, that's one of the things that made me very cynical when I was older is that, you know, I mean, you will never meet a person who's an Illuminati who's not been told and programmed for years that they're special. They're the only one that can do things for, quote-unquote, family. But I was told, yes, you know, I would do great things for family one day. And the reason why I guess I can filter some of this with objective view is I know what my role in the group was, and it was over quite a significant number of other people. So I don't evaluate what my role or specialness within the group not so much by what I was told, but by what I did.
So you reach the age of 12, and then you're told by your parents you're going to an induction ceremony in the Vatican. Can you tell us how that happened and what occurred at that ceremony when you went there?
Okay. This isn't easy to talk about, as you know. When I was 12, I was flown over to Germany, and I was at what I'll call them the German father's house over there. And there was some preparation for a few days beforehand, and I was told that there would be a very important ceremony, and it was considered a sealing ceremony at that point. And basically, I was told a little bit about what I was expected to do during the ceremony. You know, when we got there, we went to the Vatican. There's underneath the Vatican, there's a large room that I described to you when we talked before. It has 13 catacomb chambers leading into it with, and what they do is they, as you go down these steps into the room, you can see that it's almost circular, and so they're all around it, and they bring out the mummies from the catacombs, and they set them beside each one, and they say that the spirits of the fathers watching over the ceremony. And during the ceremony, there was a large table in the center of the room. It was on top of a huge golden pentagram. And they had a ceremony there. You know, they.
Okay. Now, how many other children were with you being inducted into the family or the order, as they call it?
There were two other children at that point, and there were several adults too.
Okay.
See, the church also brings in adults to swear their allegiance too. Just saying, I was told, and I don't know if this is true, but if you're going to rise to a certain position within the Catholic Church hierarchy, you do have to go through that ceremony as well.
Okay, so you're down in this room with your parents weren't present.
No. The German father and the French father were, yeah.
Okay, and at that point, tell our listeners what you witnessed.
Well, there was a table. It looked like dark glass in the center of the room. I mean, it was made out of stone, but it was very shiny and dark and black. And it may have been something like obsidian or onyx. I'm not sure. You know, I'd have to. That's the only time I've seen stone like that. And it had like around the corners, it had like these gold, I guess, channels that you know, to collect fluids. And little boy was placed in the center of the table on drugs. I think he was drugged because he was very quiet. He didn't move or say anything during the ceremony.
This was a little 3 or 4 year old boy.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
They continued to do a child sacrifice.
Yes,
right
they
in front
did.
Of you.
They, yes. Yeah, I told you about that before. Yeah.
Now afterwards, unbelievable experience for a youth. I mean, for a 12-year-old. I mean, what went through your mind, I guess, when that happened? I mean,
I was terrified. I mean, I was absolutely horrified. I can't describe the terror you feel when you go through something like that.
And do you remember the words they were saying as this was going on?
The man was in scarlet. He was speaking in Latin. And basically, he was saying, you know, please accept the sacrifice, you know, on this day. But then, you know, and then he said the sacrifice will seal the ceremony. And then he did it. Again, I was so terrified that have there ever been a situation where your heart's racing, but you can't do anything, and so you're just kind of sitting there, and you're kind of like fading in and out.
I can remember as a youth being frightened, but I don't think I've ever
Yeah, imagine your heart rate going up to about 220. You can't move, so you're kind of shaking, but trying like not to show it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was horrible. And I was thinking inside, I can't wait. Over, I can't wait. I mean, you don't say this, but inside you're just kind of saying over and over, I can't wait till it's over, I can't wait till it's over, I can't wait till it's over. Afterwards, the man in scarlet, he had a huge golden ring on his hand, and he came over to the center of the room, and he had each of the people that were swearing that day, I had to go forward and kneel before him and kiss his ring and swear my allegiance to the new order, to the new world order. Until my death.
Now, and at that point, you are escorted out.
Yes. Yeah. And after the ceremony was all over. I mean, the other people also did theirs as well. You know, they had to swear their allegiance too.
And then they were the same age as you?
The two children were, but there were also three adults that went forward and did the same. And afterwards, we were told, may the same to you or worse occur should you ever break this oath.
So it's basically, imagine at that age, and you weren't really prepped for this, were you? I mean, you were told there was a ceremony, but nothing, you didn't expect anything like this from what I gathered talking to you.
It was very difficult to go through just because the sense of horrific oppression down there, too, was the worst. I mean, I've gone through some ceremonies in my life in the Illuminati. You do go through them. But I have to say that in my experience, this was the worst just because I can't explain the amount of darkness in a room like that, just of pure evil. And unless you've ever been seen oppression, I mean, it's just horrible. It wasn't just what happened, but just, I mean, the oppression. And I'm a Christian now, and I know the difference now between when there's evil present, oppression, or when God's love is present and joy and peace, which is the exact opposite of what was in that room.
Now, you know what I find quite interesting about this? About 25 years ago, I was a reporter and a freelance writer in Rome, and I spent 6 years there. I walked through the Vatican many, many times, hundreds of times, covered the papal addresses, things like that. And during that time, I was there during a Vatican scandal, which involved the church bank and other things, members of the Illuminati, the Freemasons. I was approached by a woman on Via Veneto. I'll never forget this. Rome's a small town, and people knew I was covering stories about the secret societies, things like that, because I had to ask people. Well, this woman came up to me and told me similar stories. She wasn't quite as specific because she couldn't handle it. She would break out crying.
Yeah.
And had tried to commit suicide twice because she couldn't get out of the Illuminati. She was a member, she was, again, born into it, a very wealthy Northern Italian family. And she told me basically the same ceremony took place with her. And so when I started talking to you, I wanted to relay that to you and to also relay to my listeners that I heard about this 25 years ago from a woman by the name of Maria and many other people, several other people in Italy that I talked to. I was never able to locate or really, probably for my own safety, never find out what happened. But again, Svali's corroborating a story that I heard about 25 years ago. We'll get back after this break with this incredible story about a member of the Illuminati who's now out of the group and safe on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski. We're talking to Zvali, a member of the family, the Order, the Illuminati for over 30 years. Zvali, you leave the induction ceremony. You walk out into the Vatican courtyard, and what do you leave with one of the fathers, I believe. What did he tell you then?
At that point, he just told me to never forget that, you know, he told me that I performed well during the ceremony because I didn't scream or, you know, pass out or anything like that. So he said, you did very well, and he was pleased. And then we went and stayed at a home nearby, a local, it must have been a local person. I didn't know them. We spent the night there before we went back to Germany.
Okay, and what about the other people during the ceremony? How did they handle themselves? Do you remember?
I'm going to say, unfortunately, I'm so... And when you're in that kind of situation, the last thing they're thinking about sometimes is what the other people are doing. I was just so trying to not, like, lose it myself. And that I do know that, I mean, no one screamed or shouted, you know, or anything like that. Everyone was quiet. I think to say dead silence is, unless the person was spoken to, is true. Or unless they had to go forward and kiss the ring.
All right, let's move on. I think we the question I wanted to ask you, and this is such a wide subject. I've had a chance to talk to you a number of days, and I've done some stories about it. You go back home. You're 12 years old. You said you were schooled into 12 disciplines. So your life begins, and you know now you're in some type of organization that isn't that is very different than what most people experience. But tell us, you know, I guess what I want to do is leave it open to you to begin. I mean, you've written so in-depth on this story. I'm just going to give you the microphone and let you begin and tell the listeners what you think is important about your original training, about the group, and about, you know, many things that I know people want to know about the Illuminati. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Greg, first I want to say that my purpose in talking about this is not to glorify evil, because there are very wicked people out there, very powerful people. And I don't want to at all magnify their power, but I do want people to know that this is real, that these people exist, that people who say there are people out there that are involved in this activity, it really happened. I also, because I know that there are children being hurt in the group every day, and that's my motivation for coming forward. I don't like giving interviews for obvious reasons. I'm willing this one time to lay aside my thoughts of personal safety because these people need to be stopped. It needs to be stopped.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
And normally children in the group are born into it. While the Illuminati very rarely does outside recruitment, that's not their main method. It's just passed down generationally from father to son and mother to daughters to children until the whole family line is in it. Throughout the centuries, people have tried to escape, but a lot of times they were either poisoned, murdered, or set up to look like a suicide. They don't like it when people leave, and they try to make it very difficult, simply because it looks bad. They go through an enormous amount of training. From the time you're an infant, you undergo indoctrination. And when I say indoctrination, I don't just mean like cult programming so much as watching your parents and seeing what they do. My parents modeled their behavior. To them, the group was very important. So growing up, I saw that three times a week, everything was dropped to attend to the activities. Okay. The training process is designed to help you take on your adult role in the group. The Illuminati covers so many levels, though, too. It goes all the way from what most people think of as like a satanic coven type thing at the very low local level, all the way through. It's a huge, enormous business corporation. At the mid-levels, you have people overseeing finances and administration, who are overseeing. I mean, these people are making a lot of money through gun running, through white slavery, prostitution, pornography. They have links and ties to the mafia left and right. And, in fact, the mafia are afraid of them. Yeah. Well, think about it. I mean, you know, but because they know that you don't cross the members of the group. They have a very spiritual orientation. They're not satanic, though. They're Luciferian, which is a difference. But mm-hmm. the ultimate goal of their spiritual philosophy and their steps of discipline is they believe that should you complete all of your training, that you become a god. That is their actual end goal. They believe in the achievement of godhood, of Illuminist philosophy, through different means, through what they call enlightenment or illumination, which is how they got their name.
Mm-hmm.
They're international. In Europe, there's 12 fathers who sit that represent the different nations of Europe. They are very expectantly awaiting he who is to come. And during that ceremony in the Vatican, I on my knees, I had to swear my allegiance to serve he who is to come.
So, Ali, I have to take a break. We'll continue
sure.
with the massive organization. Your role as a mid-level person in the Illuminati on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Republic Broadcasting Network toll-free at 1-800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see. And to those who lack the courage, say it's dangerous to try.
Okay, we're back on the Investigate Journal, and I'm talking with Svali. Svali, why don't we just pick it right up where we left off at the break? You were telling us about this hierarchy that starts with 12 fathers. Can you just run that down for us so that people know exactly how this group's organized?
Sure. At the top levels, it's in Rome. That's the center or the heart of the Illuminati. That's where the power base is. And that's why all leadership must wear fealty in Rome, because that's considered the core of the spiritual center of the universe, is how they view it. From there, in Europe, there are 12 fathers, one for each country in Europe. When I was younger, too, I had to also meet with the fathers at one point and kiss their rings and go through another ceremony of allegiance to them as well. In the Illuminati, the European fathers, though, rule over what are called the different houses. For instance, if you're from Germany, then you belong to the German house. If you're from France, you belong to the French house. They call them houses. UK, Russia, Poland, Belgium, Spain, Italy, and others. From there, America was considered a mission field for them. And in the 1600s, Pittsburgh became the first port of entry for them, and that's where they first settled. And so that's why it's still considered a spiritual power base for the group on the East Coast in the U.S.
You know, and I did want to mention one thing. A caller or a listener or a reader of your stories sent me an email, said, Greg, check into the reason why President Bush, right after being elected, went to Pittsburgh and talked to a Masonic group there. I found that quite interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's the spiritual power base for the group. From there, it spread out, of course, to the Atlantic seaboard and then throughout the nation. And while the nation is divided into many regions, multiple regions, seven main regions, the East Coast region has its spiritual power base in Pittsburgh, but the administrative power base is in Alexandria, Virginia. That's where they administer the finances or the day-to-day operations. The West region, or west of the Mississippi, has its power base in the San Diego area.
And that's where you spent a lot of time, correct?
Yes. I was sent from the Alexandria Council, sent me to San Diego to help them out.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see. Those are the two, of course, main regions, and then each of those regions are divided into sub-regions. And so then you have your regional council sitting over those and overseeing activities. I mean, if you can think of the structure of a large multinational corporation, that's really how the Illuminati is structured. Then beneath each of the regional councils are your local councils. They call them sister groups or sister, or your local councils, and then you have your local groups under those as well, or what they call the sister groups. So any major metropolitan city could have anywhere from 5 to 15 groups, depending on the size, population base.
Now, you were saying that how many people are in this group in America, about, from your estimate of knowing a lot of this stuff? Go ahead.
Pure Illuminati, I'd say about 1%, give or take.
So it's a fairly big organization, correct?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Now their goal, basically, just give us the broad overview goal, and then I want to get into some of these your role in it, and some of these ways that the Illuminati makes money that you learned about. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, when you say to rule the world, it almost sounds laughable, like, yeah, right. You know, I think people get ideas of, like, thinking in the brain, wanting to rule the world. But really, that is their goal. They believe that they are the intelligent leaders, and they believe that the rest of the world are sheep who need wise. They see themselves as wise leadership, so they believe that their goal is to rule the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but at the same time, they have ways of doing this. Their main methods of doing so are behind the scenes. They believe in infiltration of the media, of education, and of government. Those are the three areas, and of the financial system. And they've successfully done quite a bit of all four throughout Europe and the U.S., as well as other countries.
Now, you said that you're basically the Illuminati is divided into about six or seven different groups, and everyone is born into a group. Can you outline what those groups are?
Well, no, it's all one group, but it just has different levels, you know.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like the sciences, the government.
The Illuminati is divided into different branches of learning, and these branches include sciences, military, government, leadership, scholarship, and spiritual. Those are the six branches of learning. And while all children need to undergo some training or teaching in each area, as they get older, they begin profiling you from infancy, and they know where your aptitudes and abilities are. Then most people specialize in one branch or possibly two branches of learning.
And you were involved in what branch?
I was heavily involved in sciences. And also, to some degree, I did some spiritual as well, but mainly sciences.
Just to backtrack 1 minute, these 12 disciplines, as a child, you were rigorously trained in this, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what were those disciplines? I mean, you don't have to go through each one of them, but what primarily were you taught?
I think the best way would be to just give you an example of just one type of training that they do.
Okay.
When I was 2 years old, I was left in a room for probably a 24-hour period. When you're that age, it's hard to estimate, but it was a long time. I know that the sun did go around at least once. You know, it wasn't just like a few hours. And at that age, when you're two and you're left completely alone without food and water, you're terrified. And at the end of the time, I was just dying of thirst. I remember I've never been so thirsty in my entire life. And my mother walked into the room, because a lot of times they have the children, you know, or the parents as train the children at these early ages. And there was a table in the middle of the room, and I'm sitting at it, and she sits at it, and she brings in this cold pitcher of water, and she starts pouring it. I said, "Mama, I want a drink of water." And she slapped me out of the chair. And I remember crying, and I'm like, and as I'm crying, and she's drinking the water in front of me, and she leaves. She takes a pitcher of water, and a couple of hours later, she came back in and did the same thing. I said, Mama, I want water. And she slapped me, across the room. And after this had happened about three times, luckily I was bright enough that by the third time she came in, I remember crying violently. I just looked at her. I didn't ask. And after she got up and left with the pitcher, then a man came into the room. He said, "You did very well that time." And then he gave me a drink of water. And I've always, that was part of the learning not to want stage. And looking back on it, I realize now as an adult that the purpose of that training was to teach me not to recognize my own physiological needs and respond to them, but to look to outside people to tell me what I wanted or needed.
Now, you basically, you told me that you led kind of a dual life in the Illuminati. I mean, that's basically how they function. They have a day job, and then at nighttime you're quite busy sometimes with the cult's activities, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What I wanted to get into, you were talking about these groups. I remember I mentioned to you, you said you had meetings three times a week, and I said, well, what about if I wanted to go and visit? Maybe do a story about them. What would happen, or how would I be able to find one of these meetings that were going on where in your area of Escondido?
Well, no, because of the security measures. And you really don't want to show up unannounced at a meeting if you could get through their security, because chances are you would never make it out alive. Let's just say that a sudden auto accident would occur and be reporting the papers, unfortunate accident, man accidentally runs into tree. I'm serious. But the security that they have during group meetings is so intense that it would be very difficult. They have security at the 1 mile perimeter, the 3 mile perimeter, and the 5 mile perimeter. They have three people assigned, usually one's like up in a tree where you can't see them, at the 5 mile perimeter, and then you have one person who's standing who looks like a security guard for this state, because these are often large, wealthy states, which is appropriate, and he's dressed in the uniform. And the third person standing hidden behind a tree. As cars come through and they come through the gates, because remember these are gated estates.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not someone on their approved license checklist, they'll stop the car and they say, it's just like at a military installation. They'll say, "Can I help you? Are you lost?" Their goal is to delay the person. Now, if a person's saying, "Oh, is this blah, blah, blah," and they're just asking directions, they'll give them directions, they'll be very pleasant and send them on their way to where they're supposed to be going. But if they are acting as if they want to go further into the state, and this is not an okay person, then the person, they will say, "All right, well, let's you can say he's not expecting you." That's a code word. That tells a person either behind, up in the tree, hidden, or else hidden further back. They radio ahead and they say, "Unexpected visitor." At that point, everyone has been trained to pick up and leave immediately within 5 minutes. No traces of the activity.
So this is some of the methods they go through so you don't get caught. I know that you wrote an article about why the cult doesn't get caught, and that's pretty specific. I mean, you have so much stuff here, and we can't get into it all in 2 hours, so please pick and choose what you think is most important. But I found that to be interesting, why the cult doesn't get caught. Is there anything in just a brief time you could explain to us that?
Well, their security, their money, their influence, some of these people even own newspapers. Imagine trying to get an article published, disclosing. There's a lot of reasons why they don't get caught, because that's the first thing people ask. But then my next question is, how many child pornographers are out there that the police have been chasing for years and have never found or caught?
Correct.
And they're not even members of a secret organization. They're just trying to hide, you know. So mm-hmm. when you
now
you're okay.
Yeah, you are a mid-level person in this organization, a head trainer. We're going to get into those specifics in the next hour. But you know, what did you learn about the infiltration of this group into all of our different areas of government, media? They're basically at the high levels of most of our financial institutions, also, correct?
Yeah.
And that is a great way to pursue their goal. And I guess I got to ask you this. How come things are moving a little bit faster in America now? I remember back in the 80s when I was confronted with this, when I came back home, I didn't really see this kind of New World Order movement, all this different symbolism that you see now. What is going on, just for our listeners, right now? Why are things stepped up since 9/11?
I believe it's because they can see the fulfillment of their goal. I'm going to sound very cynical now, and
okay.
Please forgive me for this, but see, their goal is to rule the world, and personally, I believe that they do. It's just not open yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they see now preparing people for when they disclose it themselves openly. Does that mean that they can't be stopped? I believe they could. I believe they'd take a miracle because of the amount of infiltration I've seen at all levels of society and the world. These people and women have a lot of money. They have a lot of influence. And your average person has no idea of how much that is going on behind the scenes that no one understands. But with that said, so basically, I mean, I think that they're already there. They just aren't open. People just don't know what they're doing. If they did, I think the average person would be horrified to know how much is going on behind the scenes that people really don't know.
Yeah, and the point of this interview, I had two goals in this interview.
But I don't want to sound despairing because I'm also a strong Christian. I have faith in God, and I believe that through prayer and through people knowing that, I mean, I would like them to be stopped. I just don't know at this point, how do you take on the financial institutions of the world, the major oil enterprises of the world? That's the question.
Yeah, it's a difficult question. Now, you're in the mid-level of this group. You worked your way up to a head trainer, correct?
Yeah.
Now, what did you learn? Now, before we get into the specifics, you outline in some of your writings the big money-making, the ways this group makes its money. Can you go over and outline some of those methods?
Again, if you can think of an illegal activity, they're probably involved at some point. Maybe not overtly at the point of where the actual money is first changing hands. But when you have child pornography, prostitution, white slavery, gun running, gambling, then at some point where the money is changing hands, buffered by about four layers of people, there's going to be probably someone from the Illuminati involved at that point. These guys have their fingers in everything.
Now, go ahead.
But they also use legitimate means. They launder their money. I mean, when you have a lot of money, you have to do something with it. And so what these men don't come in and say, "Hi, I'm a member of the Illuminati, and I want to, like, run your bank." But what they'll do is they'll quietly come in and become a quiet investor, start buying up shares. And over a period of maybe almost a lifetime, they will get a controlling interest in the bank. Or else become a very, you know, and maybe in their son's lifetime, because that's the other thing about Illuminati. The Illuminati do not see it as it must happen now in my lifetime. These people have goals that last for a century or two centuries. They're very, very patient.
And that's why the specific training of the children is so important, correct?
Yes. It's to teach you patience. Everyone
mm-hmm.
knows growing up in the group, they know that we may not see the coming order disclosed or open or revealed in our lifetime, but our children or our grandchildren may. So they will spend their entire life trying to bring about the goals of the organization.
Incredible. So now you're in the mid-level, and I can see now where they use the programming techniques, the different mind control techniques.
Yeah.
We had a minute before the break, just kind of what our interest about how you, what your specific role was.
Well, they did a lot of what you might call human experimentation, and they had a lot of research protocols going on. So one thing I did was to supervise the research going on. I was teaching the younger trainers and head trainers how to do things more efficiently, how to do their job well, but also reviewing their research reports for errors or problems. Eventually, I became kind of a consultant. If a problem occurred or if they didn't know how to install something or if they needed assistance, I would help them with problem solving as well.
Okay, Zvali, I'm going to have to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll continue on
sure.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. I got a short 4-minute segment here, then we'll take a break and come back with Zvali for a whole other hour. We're talking about some of the jobs in the Illuminati, the practical daily jobs that these members of this group who are infiltrated in America heavily take what they do. Now, one thing I find interesting, Zvali, is, you know, in the media, You know, I'm not going to name names or anything, as I don't have any specific information, but I find it interesting, doing some background checks, and a lot of the top media people in our country, they all come from these very wealthy families. And, you know, that's not the typical MO for a journalist. A journalist is somebody, you know, grows up on the street, wants to talk to people. I mean, I can think of Jimmy Breslin, guys who never went to college, didn't know how to type, and just got in there and took their tie off and started writing stories. But, you know, as you look at the media now, these are all these silver spoon kids growing up with silver spoons. I find that quite interesting. How deeply infiltrated, from your knowledge, are they in our media?
Wow. Pretty. I mean, I do know fairly deeply. I remember that when I was in San Diego on leadership council during meetings, they would laugh about how people had no idea of how much they were being influenced and didn't even know it. They found that kind of amusing, which is, I mean, that's the mindset of people in the group, though. They're like, the sheep have no idea that they're being led by the men. And
right.
They find it amusing because they show it as evidence of this. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm just describing what they say. I don't agree with it now, but they saw it as evidence of the stupidity of the average person, that they have no idea. I'm not saying that every news story or every newscaster is a member of the group, by no means. But they specifically do teach and train and educate children to show an aptitude for the media, because they want that. And if a person has a bright, charismatic personality and presents well, then that's just that child will go into that if they have the verbal communication and other skills required.
Correct. And, you know, that could explain why a lot of our stories really never get covered outside of the influence they have financially and the ownership of the media.
Absolutely not by coincidence.
What's
not
that?
Not at all coincidence.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a good idea why, folks, you're not getting the news from those outlets. I mean, we have, not only in our government, it explains, you know, a lot of things. I mean, why, look at the war in Iraq. Look at the evidence there that shows that it was wrong. Look at what they're doing in Iran right now. I mean, it's incredible. All this stuff, it's pretty obvious, people. You know, there's something behind it. Zvali is here trying to explain this organization from her knowledge, and it's quite a story. I know this idea, you were involved as a trainer, mind programming. I mean, this is just, I'm looking at some of the chapters in a book you have yet to publish. I mean, we're talking about brainwave, color control, metal, jewel programming linked to stories, movies. I mean, it goes suicidal program. And just a minute here before I break, can you kind of break down what you learned about the importance? Well, oh, we got to take a break, Zvali. Sorry. We're going to do that quickly. Then we'll get back to you. We're talking to Zvali regarding her role as a head trainer in the Illuminati and the American Illuminati. We'll be back on the Republic Broadcasting Network in 2 minutes.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.